Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, God bless you mightily. I'm greatly humbled and I invite you. I welcome you to the day two of Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. Hallelujah. God bless you for joining, Maxi, Sister Ophelia. God bless you for joining, Mrs. ABC. God bless you for joining. Hallelujah. And I believe that tonight promises to be another wonderful night of the glory of God. I believe that tonight promises to be another wonderful night of power. And I know that the Lord is in our midst. Hallelujah. The Lord is in our midst to do something great and wonderful in someone's life. Now, as we wait for the preacher tonight, can you just open your mouth wherever you are? Can you open your mouth wherever you are? Just begin to bless the name of God. I want you to lift high the name of God. Komo Shanda, you are thanking God for what he did last night, and you are still thanking him for what he is about to do tonight. Komo Saya, Ele Select Endivida, Ilunda Havali Kivianda Ladiesh, Ele Celebrate Telemene Shanda Bagaban, Indamasunda Ragata Bababaradaya. Open your mouth, bless the name of God. Thank him for what he is about to do tonight. Thank him for the dimensions he is going to release us into. Thank him for the enlightenment that is going to be exposed to us. Hey, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lekombusaya, Adia Salente, Randa, Hayavinda Kumindili. Viasta reshakada bababam madishakada regete legadish aparadaya. I want you to open your mouth and thank God for the life of the preacher man tonight. Hey, Mahus Alish Alim Azunda, pray and ask Elohim to fill him up to the overflow. Mehelyesha, 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 Kumalisha, Eskalalalata, Kumiesalita Vela, Redish Ele Grazindele Baba Baba, Randa Sanda Ilakala. Divendeli komda lagadia eselun hivalanda kum ilivishaha iragada dadada brigede legadish apanda lagada. Pray and come against anything that will be an obstruction against him, anything that would be an obstruction against you also, that you will not be able to listen to the word tonight. Come against all forms of obstructions in the name of Jesus. Decree that let powers that are assigned to distract you tonight, let them be arrested. Powers that are assigned Rakombo Shanda Ragada to distract your network, let them be arrested in the name of Jesus. In the Boskayata Elios Kalima Sund Escalada Riketeli Kimahadive Esprila To Shalaba Duvenda Duvenda Kinivinde Regetele Gisola Esprayanda Libazunda Kalivri Elenda Ilivinde Randa Shanda Kadivrade. I want you to decree the release of the latter glory through the preacher man tonight. Let there be the release of the latter glory. Decree. Ivele sokoneveleda adivrekendo shabaya eskepalita li shanaya zendili suranda ilivinde ilivrasonda. Let there be elevations like never before tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Man of God, please, you can call him. You can call him. Kabo shalabadaba. Hallelujah. Beloved, I am so excited for what the Lord is about to do tonight. Hallelujah. I am so excited. Now, the Bible makes us understand that in this kingdom, we move from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We move from glory to glory. Meaning that, beloved, what we experienced yesterday, we are going to experience another greater measure. Oh, you are not happy. You are not happy. Maybe you are not so ready to receive. Hallelujah. You are not so ready to receive, but I am more than ready. Hallelujah. I am more than ready because I know this man of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that no man after the flesh. Hallelujah. Beloved, tonight we have a wonderful man of God. Now, he is a preacher of preachers. And he is a teacher of teachers. He is a preacher of preachers. He is a man who knows the word. Now, this man of God is the president and the founder of Flourishing Life Gospel Ministry. Now, he is a friend, he is a brother, and he is a mentor that I learned from. Now, we met at the Sons of the Prophet. The Sons of the Prophet of Bishop Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempa. And when we met over there, we started getting into the word, and I realized that God is not shortage of men. This is a man who carries weight. And I believe that the man of God, Prophet Emmanuel A. Bedu, is going to be a blessing. Prophet Emmanuel Ewusi Bedu, he is going to be a great blessing to us tonight. Now, with a round of applause, as we put in some emojis, let's welcome the man of God as he takes over. Man of God, I celebrate grace. I salute you. I honor the oil. I love you so much. Please, you can take over. The stage is set for you. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Please, you can take over.
Hallelujah. Please, do you hear me? Do you hear my voice? Okay, wonderful. We give God praise for such a wonderful night. I'm super excited to be here and to be called upon as one of the speakers for Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. Keep on sharing and connect with a few friends of yours such that they will be a blessing. Man of God, Apostle Justice Labby, thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it, and in fact, when you called, I was so honored. Thank you, and thank you all those who are gathered here tonight. Yesterday, the Lord moved. Today, He is still going to move. I know this because the Bible says that the latter glory shall exceed the former. So whatever He did about yesterday, God will do again. Now you see, whenever you hear again, it has two connotations, or it denotes two things. Again, in some contexts, refers to addition. And again, in another context, refers to repetition. So when we say that God will do again, what we want to talk about is that God can repeat what he has done yesterday. And when we say God will do again, we also want to communicate that God will do beyond what he did yesterday. Oh my goodness. I prophesy over somebody tonight. What God did for you yesterday, he will do again. Oh, somebody is not receiving the prophetic word tonight. I said, you see, your response is your faith. Your response is your faith. Yes. You see, when you look through and you check out scriptures, one of the things that you will see in Jesus' ministry is that whenever there is a miracle, it is traceable to the faith of the recipient of the miracle. And one of the things you will hear Jesus say is that it is done according to your faith. And why would Jesus say that it is done according to your faith? How? A lot of times what you will see is that it is by the response of the recipient of that miracle. And I came to understand that your response connotes or denotes your faith. So I came to speak to somebody. What God did through the man's servant yesterday, I was blessed. I don't know about you, but God will do it again. My God. God will do it again. If God will do it again, then he will repeat it. If God will do it again, then he will do it beyond what he did yesterday. Because he is the same. He will do it on repeat because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am the Lord and I change it now. So he will repeat what he did yesterday. But he will do it beyond what he did yesterday because the latter glory always exceeds the former. Because the beginning will be small, but the latter end will be greater. I pray for somebody that today may God do it again in your life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May God do it again. I want somebody to shout me. I say, God, say, God, do it again. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Do it again. I want to touch on a very simple subject that will be a blessing unto you. God, do it again. You see, people of God, what you pay attention to has what it takes. What you pay attention to informs you. What you pay attention to informs you. And what informs you have the inherent ability and the tendency to transform you. I think let me hammer on it again. What you pay attention to informs you. What informs you has the inherent ability to transform you. As of tonight, I want you to pay attention. And by your attention, you will be informed. And this information you receive will transform you tonight. So, people of God, as a child of God, one thing you should know is that it matters the things that you listen to, the things you give a listening ear to. Because it is by attentive listening that you get to understand. When you pay attentive understanding to a subject matter, you end up understanding it. And it is what you understand that will make you outstanding. Mm-hmm. We are going somewhere. It is what you understand that will make you outstanding. Now you see, when we were in school many, many years ago, and some of you who happens to be in school and who have been to school before, you understand, you will get to know that the outstanding student of the class is a student that understands the topic or the subject that is being taught. We don't give an outstanding award to someone who does not understand. So it is what, how did the person understand? The person gave an attentive listening to that which was being spoken. And so once you listen attentively, understanding will birth out. Your understanding will produce an outstanding result. Tonight, someone will be outstanding. What you understand has what it takes to enhance your action. If you understand something, doing it becomes so easy. So it is what you understand that enhances and facilitates your actions. Because whatever you listen to and you constantly give attention to, later make you. It will later make you. Now, write this thing down, it will help you. Every blessing of God is transferable. Every blessing of God is transferable. In other words, it is transmittable. And one of the surest ways of this transmission is by good or sound understanding. Because the moment you begin to understand or you lay hold, nobody can take it outside from you. A lot of times, it is not only what you hear that you understand, it is what you see also. So when somebody wants to talk you outside what you have heard, what you have seen would inform you and keep you in shape. Am I talking to somebody? Tonight, as we dive into the higher life, I want somebody to understand that the higher life, about yesterday, the man of God talked about the kinds of life we have in scriptures. And I would want to work on that premises. While studying scripture, I got to understand that in this world, or in this world, yes, we have two categories of men. 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 Two categories of men. There is a man, Bible said that if a man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 verse number 17, if a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ, that is to say that there is also a man who is not in Christ. So I got to understand that in this world there are two categories of men. There is a man in Christ and there is a man outside Christ. But I thank God that you have found a location. and you are in Christ. If a man be in Christ, so Christ is not just a person, but Christ is also an environment. It's also an environment. It is a, Christ is also a place. Christ is also a place. Christ is not only a place, he is also an atmosphere. He is also an atmosphere. So Christ is a person, he is a place, and he's an atmosphere. Bible said, if a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ, so there is a man who is in Christ, and there is a man who is outside Christ. If a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ, if a man be in Christ. Okay. Now the man in Christ and the man outside Christ. When you read scriptures, you get to understand that the man outside Christ, scripture refers to him as the natural man. The natural man. The natural man. That is the first category of a man. The natural man. The natural man. This natural man. This natural man. This natural man is merely born by his or her immediate progenitors, the mother and the father. He is a product. Of the cohesion between a man and a woman, the natural man. The natural man. Nicodemus says that, how can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? So every man, there is a natural man who is born from a woman as a result of a cohesion between the two. Now the natural man here is a man who has not accepted Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior yet. He's a natural man. He has not accepted him as his Lord and personal Savior. So yesterday the man of God said that there is a kind of life that this kind of natural man has, the bios, the life that exists in every living organism, plants and animals, as well human beings. That is the life the natural man has. That is the only life. But in this world, if you are born once, you will die twice. But if you are born twice, you will die once. Am I talking to somebody there? If you are born once, you will die twice. And if you are born twice, you will die once. Let me put it in a better way so that you will get me. See, when you are born only by your mother and your father, a natural man, after
after your spirit has left this body, that is there, you are dead. Because we have three kinds of death. We have spiritual death. We have natural death. And then we have eternal death. Yeah? So when you are born twice, that is, when you are born once, you will die twice. So if you are only born as a result of your mother and your father giving birth to you, that is the only birth you have. After you have died, after the natural death, there will also be an eternal death. But when you are born twice, that is to say that when your mother and your father gave birth to you, you were born again by accepting Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. That is your second birth. You will have your natural death, but you are still living. That will be the only cause of death for you, for your spirit to leave your body. That is all. Yesterday we understood that man is spirit, lives in the body, and has a soul. So man primarily is a spirit. And so when you are born, you see, I told you there are three kinds of death. There is the natural death, where your spirit will leave your body. Natural death. There is a spiritual death. And you see, death actually means separation. So the natural death is the separation of the human spirit from the human body. Spiritual death is a separation of the human spirit from the spirit of God. And there is an eternal death where you are forever separated. Your soul and your spirit is forever separated from God. People of God, I thank God that the people gathered here are born again. And so when this your spirit leaves your body, which is your natural death, you are still alive. So the natural man, back to what we were doing. The natural man.
My God, Devi Bala Hadakas Kopele Fetai. Uma kadobi azeli grebe gade bakat kezovalas. Shambele grebe dage de valia gadai.
The natural man is a man that is unable to receive anything that has to do with spirituality. The natural man is unable to receive it. You know, because that vessel, the body, his domicile, his spirit, there is no vacuum or space to receive it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2:14. He said, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness. They are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually, for they are spiritually discerned. Thank you, man of God. But the natural man, he cannot receive the things of the spirit because he's natural. Because there is no space. The room to harness and to receive and to embrace the spirit of God. It's not in a good condition, so he cannot receive. It appears to be foolishness unto him. Let me digress a little. People of God, you have entered into a kingdom full of mysteries. You have entered into a kingdom full of mysteries. One somebody will say that, man of God, what is a mystery then? Write it down. A mystery is God's secret and principles embedded in scriptures. So you are in a kingdom where there are a lot of mysteries in this kingdom, full of mysteries. It's full of mysteries. Now these mysteries can produce maximally. They can produce maximally. They can produce. Yes. But then they can only produce as it is meant to. Only when they are discovered, they are adhered to, and they are being practiced. So until you discover, until you adhere to it, and until you practice it, this mystery will not produce its maximum potential. It has the potency to deliver. It can deliver. But it needs to be revealed unto you. It needs to be uncovered. And so to the natural man, everything in the spirit, anything that has to do with the spirit of God, that is why people will read the Bible and tell us that there are a lot of mistakes in it. They will tell us that it's contradictions. Because when you read it, because the Bible contains stories and it contains mysteries. The stories is exposed to everybody. Everybody can read. Even Muslims read to make argument. Other religions, they read to make argument. But child of God, there is something beyond the scriptures. There is a spirit behind the scriptures. Bible said that all scriptures cometh from God, the spirit of God. It is the only book when you are reading, the author is present with you. And when you take advantage of the author, he will give you a better understanding. I pray that after today, you'll be enlightened. 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 In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 45. Amen. Vebaraya. He said, and so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first. Take note of that. Verse 46, he said, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, but the natural, but the natural, afterward the spirit, but the natural, but the natural. How be it? The spiritual is not first. The spiritual is not first. The first is the natural. So man first of all is a natural man. Then when this man finds himself in Christ, he has entered another realm of a man. He has entered another realm of a man. He has entered another realm of a man. He enters into the second category of a man. Who is this man? He's a man in Christ. He's a man of the spirit. If a man be in Christ. But there is such a thing that every believer must know. Every believer must know. People of God, under this category, the man who is in Christ is a man who scripture refers to as a carnal man. He's a carnal man. A carnal man. A carnal man. A carnal man. There is a man in Christ. Christ is a place. Christ is a person. You accept the person to live in the place. Bible said, if we say we live in Christ, if we say we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit is not your responsibility. It is by your acceptance of the person. When you accept the person, you are automatically transported into the Spirit, and now that is where you live. But walking in the Spirit is your responsibility, because nobody works for you. You are the one to walk. So he positioned you in him, but he leaves you with a responsibility. What is responsibility? Responsibility is a response to an ability. God will never require anything of you when he has not given you the ability. He will be a wicked God. So whatever God says do, it is because he has given you the ability to do it. Be holy, for thou your Lord is holy. It's because he has given you that ability in you. So whatever you see, anything you see as a commandment or an instruction in the New Testament for the believer is a call. It's a call to your, it's a call to your ability. And so it becomes your responsibility. Why? Because you will need to respond to the ability God has kept inside of you. When scripture says, I pray without ceasing. It may see, it is an instruction. You know, because God has given you an ability. He has given you the ability. He will be a wicked God to tell you, for you see, even our parents will not die. He will tell you to cook rice and stew. He has not given you rice. He has not given you anything to cook. But he said, cook. Bible says, Jesus said that even as sinners, even though I'm not part of them, those people, because we are in Christ, we are not sinners. Because nobody passes through Christ and remains a sinner. The one that has accepted Jesus, the person, he is transported from a realm, and now he becomes the righteousness of God. But the righteousness of God becomes a position God has kept you. It's a place he has kept you. He expects you to live right, to walk right. It's an ability. So he said, if we live in the Spirit, if we say we live in the Spirit, we live, we are in the Spirit. We are in the Spirit. Because if anybody be in Christ, it's amazing that you are not only in Christ, but Christ is also in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So whatever you are reading scriptures and you see any instruction in the scriptures, no, it is not just a commandment. It is also a call. It is actually a call to an ability inside of you. So you have to take advantage of the ability inside of you. That is why the natural man will keep on doing things of the natural things, and that person will be affected by the natural laws. Every natural law will affect him. Any law will affect him. Natural law will affect him. Demonic law will affect him. He would be restricted and will be found within the jurisdiction and the finitude of natural barriers, because he's a natural man. But there is a man who is in Christ, and the Bible says, if that man be in Christ, he said, behold. Do you know the word behold? It means see. So it is your responsibility to see. behold, he said, if a man be in Christ, let's check that scripture, put it there for me. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, if a man be in Christ, if a man, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So if you are in Christ, you are automatic. That day you entered into Christ, you become a new creation. And the word new here is kainos, that which has not existed before. A species that has never appeared on earth before. You are a new kind of person. But listen carefully. The next thing that the scripture says, he said, all things have passed away. All things have passed away. That one too, God determines it. So if a man is in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. So let me read the New King James. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That God determines it. All things have passed away. God determines it. Look at this place. Behold. See. Behold. See. All things have become new. So it is your response. After God has made you new creation, after God has made all things to pass away, it is your responsibility to see. Behold, all things have become new. So there are some people who are in Christ. They are new creation. All things have passed away. But they are not seeing all things to be new. Those people, they are referred to as carnal men. Let me write this thing down, it will help you. All natural men are carnal men, but not all carnal men are natural men. Yes, all natural men, they are carnal, but not all carnal men are natural men, because the man who is in Christ and has become a new creation and all things have passed away refuses to see all things new. He will still go and do things like a natural man, so he's a carnal man. So he's a natural man. Am I talking to somebody at all? Yes, sir. So he's in Christ. The person is in Christ. And God has made him a new species altogether. Kainos. New. Kainos. All things have passed away. Behold. See. After today, Bible said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. After today, under the sound of my voice, you will begin to see all things new. Oh, there is somebody who will go into the family and he will see things new over there. Oh, you are not getting me. There is a pattern in the family that has lingered for so many years and it's as though it is not changing, but you are a new creation. After today, you will go home and things will change. In this kingdom, we operate by the things we see. Until you see, you will not see. Oh, God told Abraham, what do you see? Abraham said, I see stars, a lot of stars. If Abraham has said, I have not seen anything, nothing would have happened. Beloved, there is something about seeing. That is why God wants our eyes to be enlightened. Write this thing down. God is not recognized, but God is revealed. God is not recognized, he is revealed. Until he is revealed, you cannot recognize him. Bible said that he was in the world and the world did not know him. He was there. But when he was revealed to them that received his revelation, they became sons. That is why when Jesus has resurrected, he was walking with two people on the Emmaus. They were going. They didn't recognize him till he opened their eyes to see God is not recognized. He is revealed. So till and whenever, write this thing down, whenever God wants to get your attention, he gives you a revelation. And when he gives you a revelation, it is an indication that he wants to give you a direction. That is why Moses was a shepherd boy. And one time God gave him a revelation, a burning bush. The Bible said that when Moses saw that revelation, the thing caught his attention and he started to move closer. After a while, Moses' direction changed. If he had not seen the burning bush, he would have still remained a shepherd boy. But I pray for somebody. May God give you a revelation. Because it is by revelation that God progresses men. It is by revelation. So when God wants your attention, he gives you revelation. And when he gives you revelation, it is an indication that he is taking you on a different direction. Adinto Matthias, Akunte Malieto, Imbelis Eglinte Katimayatai. Oh my God. Oh, I refuse to be a Kana man. I refuse to be a Kana man. That I will know that I am in Christ. I will know that all things have passed away. But then I will still not see that all things have become new. I will still not see that all things have become new. After today, somebody's job will change. After today, somebody's business will change. Because all things have been... Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. He said, behold, see. All things have become new. See, it is your responsibility to see. So God will never. You see, write this thing down. Whenever God tells you to see, this is what he means. Akumre amulataya. When God tells you to see, first of all, it is because he has given you the ability to see. There are two things. It's because he has given you the ability. I told you that God will never ask something from you. He has not given you the ability. So when God tells you, see, there's one scripture in the book in Leviticus. It says, see, I have favored you concerning all things. See. Whenever God says, see, he has given one. It is because he has given you the ability to see. The ability to see. It means that which can make you see, you have it. He has given it to you. Because if he have not given you what will make you to see, he will not tell you to see. Even when you don't have the mechanism and the organ to see, because he said see, you will see. Because God does not only do what exists, he does what does not exist. Oh, because he colors things which are not to be. Oh, yes, because the thing is not there. Heaven and earth never existed, but God created it. He made it appear. So when God says, see, he has given you the ability, the organ to see. So when God says, see all things are new, it means that he has given you that eyes. What do we use to see? The eyes. But there are some that have eyes but cannot see. Bible says, blessed are you for your eyes see, you have ears and your ears hear. So it means that there are men on this earth who have eyes but their eyes are not seeing. But when God says that sees, it means that you, your eyes is able to see. I pray that after today, somebody's eyes will see. Your eyes eyes will be able to see your tomorrow. Your eyes are, somebody will say that, oh, nobody knows tomorrow. It's a lie. But me, I know tomorrow. Because the Bible said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans not to harm you, but to give you a beauty, an excellent tomorrow. I know my tomorrow. I know that my tomorrow, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And my tomorrow is greater than my today. And my tomorrow is beautiful. That is my tomorrow. Oh my God. He said, nobody knows tomorrow. Those who don't know, they don't know. Because they are natural men. But the spiritual man and the man in Christ knows tomorrow. Because your tomorrow, God has determined it. He has predestinated your tomorrow. You have to see it. 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 When God says see, see, he has given you the ability to see. The ability. He has given you the ability to see. What it takes to see, he has given unto you. Oh, and you see, there is a way you see. When God tells you to see, he wants you to see the way he sees. Oh, when God tells you to see, he wants you to see. First Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, he said that if a man be in Christ, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. Remember, he has said that all things have passed. If things are past, then it means that new things have come. So whenever God tells you to see, he wants you to see the way he is seeing it. There is a guy by name Blind Bartimaeus that saw. There is a man that saw Jesus. And Jesus said, what do you want? He said, I want to see. Jesus said, see. And the guy opened his eyes. I said, I see men as trees. Jesus said, no. I do not see men as trees. So you can't see men as trees. He touched him again. And he saw the way Jesus was seeing. I pray for somebody. After today, you will see the way Jesus is seeing. Akweme Elia, into Lamo Amoni. You will see the way Jesus is seeing. Whatever Jesus, God says, see. He wants you to see the way he is seeing. Abraham. God told him, what do you see? He said, I see stars. Because God was seeing stars. God didn't see mosquitoes. God saw stars. Abraham too saw stars. He said, then it is faith, but it is by faith that you see it how God sees it. It is by faith. Faith makes you see how God sees it. That's what the Bible said, that the just shall live by faith and not by sight. It means that faith also is a kind of sight, but it's only the men who are in Christ who are called the just men. Because when you are in Christ, you are justified, you are made just. And so it is the men in Christ that are able to see with this kind of eyes. There are men that sees with their sight, their natural men. But there are men that sees with a sight called faith. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. When God says see. One, he has given you the ability to see. Number two, when God says see, it means that there is something there for you to see. Because if there is nothing there for you to see, he will not tell you to see. God doesn't prank people. He's not a man that will lie. A boom belly aside. Kokinando gabanda kayas. Zigabale katai. Bid kabulig manofelai. When God says see, another thing is that. Another thing is that there is something there for you to see. There is something there for you to see. There is something. Because if there is nothing there for you to see, he will not tell you to see. He will not tell you. He will not tell you to see. He will not tell you to see. So one, when God tells you to see, he has given you the ability. Two, there is something there for you to see. And above all, He wants you to see the way he sees it. I pray for somebody. After today, you will see the way Jesus is seeing. You will see it how God is seeing it. Abunya. The man who came aside, man. My God, the man in Christ. First Corinthians chapter 1.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1. He said, and I, brethren, this is Paul speaking. He said, I, brethren, I could not speak to you as to spiritual people. They are spiritual people, but Paul couldn't talk to them like spiritual people. They are spiritual people. But Paul couldn't talk to them like spiritual people. They were spiritual people, but Paul could not talk to them like spiritual people. As I said, there are men who are in Christ, but they don't see themselves, and they don't see as Christ is seeing them. And so they are not able to be spoken to as men, as such men. He said, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal. And who is a carnal? He said, as babes in Christ. So now the carnal man is a babe in Christ. Is a babe in Christ. The carnal man is a babe in Christ. So the same way when a child is growing in the natural life, will do things in as much as he's a human being. What the child will do, it will shock you. He will take anything and will want to put it in the mouth. He will take anything and will want to put it in the mouth. The child will take anything on the floor and want to put it in the mouth. But you will not do that. Paul said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I did this as a child, but now I am grown. So there is a man who is carnal, and there is a man who is matured. They are spiritual. They have taken advantage of the spirit. But nobody becomes matured when he has not passed through what we call the carnal stage. That is to say that everybody, when has entered into Christ, will start by being a babe, by being a baby. Yes, you start by being a baby. But how do you mature? You mature by running on the legs of the word of God. By the sincere milk of the word. That is where you mature. When you are constantly eating the word of God, you mature. Because that is the manual of the manufacturer. It is the manual of the manufacturer of this universe, you see. He said, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. The carnal man is a babe. We have all been there. We were all babes before we became who we have become now. But there is a problem when you want to remain as a babe and doesn't want to mature. You see, when someone remains a babe, his life is as somebody who is a natural man. And so this person can be oppressed, can be depressed, and can be affected with so many things, despite him being a child of God, and being a man in Christ. He can still be affected by the things that happens to a natural man, because he has not taken advantage of the things of the spirit. Bible said that a child, although he is the heir to the inheritance of his father, but since he is a child, he cannot. It is given to somebody to take care until he has matured. Inasmuch as you are a son of your father, when you are just 9 years and 12 years, your father will not buy a car for you. He has all what it takes to buy the car, but he will not buy until you are matured. People of God, if you are in Christ, you don't remain as a babe. You must mature. Because it is at that peak. I refuse to be a carnal man. Because what happens to the natural man happens to the carnal man. Despite the carnal man having a position and a place in Christ.
the natural things will happen to him. Because he lacks who he is. He has not taken advantage. My people perish. Lack of knowledge. My people perish. The lack here doesn't only mean when it is absent. It is also ignorance. When you are ignorant of the knowledge. When the knowledge is there, but you refuse to take advantage of the knowledge. But you refuse to take advantage of the knowledge. Knowledge is there, but you refuse to take advantage. God does not only desire that you become saved, a saint, and you are satisfied and you are just there. He wants you to come to the knowledge. The knowledge. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know him. After you have believed, when you start by believing and you have entered into his realm, he wants you to leave the state of believing and then come to a state of knowledge. Now you know him. You don't only believe, but you know. Because it is not them that believe their God. It is them that know their God that will make exploits. It is them that know their God. It is not only them that believe. Because to them that believe, all things are possible. Bible says, but you believe all things are. So all things are not only possible to God. With God, all things are possible. As scripture also says in the book of, I think, Mark chapter 10, verse 27. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. So it is not only God that all things are possible to. All things are also possible to them that believe. To them that believe. But listen, if you want to do exploits, and if you want to be strong in this thing, you have to know. Because it is them that know their God, they are strong. Your strength lies in your knowledge of your God. I pray for somebody. I pray for somebody. Kabo ayabulai. Abunde vesa mekaimo. Bebandi kableno style. After today, whatever has kept you in the finitude of carnality, today, you have crossed that boundary in Jesus' name. Shamanai. Your strength, my God. To them that know their God, to them that know. So all things are possible to them that believe. It is not only possible to God. With God, all things are possible. People think it's only God. No. It is also possible to them that believe. So as you believe, all things are possible unto you. But if you want to be strong and you want to do exploits, you have to know. Let's go back to the First Corinthians chapter. He said that I fed you with milk and not with solid food. So these are men that the carnal man. We said scripture says that by now you should be teachers, but we are still teaching you elementary things. And so there are still people who we are still teaching them. You know, we are now teaching them. They have been in Christ for donkey number of years, but we are still teaching them simple matters. They are still offended with some few things. But I said, blessed is he who is not offended by me. Blessed is he. Blessed is he. He said, I fed you with milk. Because if you are a babe, you need to be fed with milk. Children are fed with milk. Milk. And not with solid food. Because they do not even have the dentition to break that and to masticate the food. For until now, you are not able to receive it. For until now, you are not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able. It's amazing. But after today, somebody is receiving the ability to receive solid food. After today, somebody is receiving the ability. He said, look at this. He said, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it. Until now. And even now you are still not able. But I pray for somebody. You are receiving that ability to receive solid food. I declare that after today, the sinner encounters God. But the man in Christ experiences God. Write it down, it will help you. The sinner, it is by the sinner's encounter with God that he enters into God. But when you enter into God, you don't encounter what you are still in. You encounter something which is external. So the sinner didn't have God, so he encountered God. But the day he encountered God, he entered into God. And so he becomes a saint, and now he doesn't encounter God, but he experiences God. He experiences God. He experiences God. After today, after today, after today, you will experience God. A cool aside. You see, somebody said that you see, God, it is as we behold God in the glass, as we behold as we see the glory of God. We see the glory of God. And it is from glory to glory. God is an infinite God. He's an eternal God. No more. Deep you will go into him, you have still not gotten to the deep. On today's year, you will still need another revelation to progress. To progress, you need another revelation to progress. You will need. Bible says, and Jesus said, and give us this daily our daily bread. And give us this day our daily bread. You need a daily bread. What is this daily bread? The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the word of God, the mouth of God. It means that the word from God is also a kind of bread. The word from God is also a kind of bread. So there are men that are eating A1, they are eating B Foster, but there are men that are eating the word of God, because man shall not live by bread alone, but the word, every word that comes from the Lord. There are men that eat bread, but there are men that eat the word of God. It is also a kind of bread. That's what Jesus said. He said, I am the living bread. 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 Do you know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem? And the word Bethlehem, it means the place of bread. So in as much as we had a lot of bread and ovens over there, this oven that baked this bread was God. And because God is living and God is life, and the oven that gave this bread is God, this bread will not be an ordinary bread. It will be called a living bread. It will be called a living bread. It will be called a living bread. He said, I am from a place of bread. When you enter into Bethlehem, you will see a lot of bread stations there. But the oven from which I was baked is God. Because he was hewn from the very bosom of God. He came from the very bosom of God. He came from the very bosom of God. And so when he came out of God, that bread, the baking, God who at the same time is the baker. God who is the same time the baker. And he baked. He's the baker and he's the oven. And he brought out the bread, and the bread is called the living bread. And so there are men that eat bread, but there are men that eat the living bread. It is called the word that proceeds from God. Oh my God. After today. Oh, he said, and give us this day our daily bread. You see, it is not enough to eat only bread today. Do you know that when God was giving them manna and the bread was not kept for tomorrow. They needed every daily bread. Oh, Bible said, our God who daily loads us with benefits. I pray for somebody today, as you are receiving from me tonight, receive that bread. Receive that, oh my God. He said that, and give us this day. Tomorrow's you are receiving today. Tomorrow you receive. The next day you will receive. Because every blessed day, your God will give you. Ade Maria Ecolis Kabila Efilingri Katimayatai. I ye demesominai there. I feel like teaching and preaching to somebody tonight. Oh my God. Oh my God. Verse number 3, 1 Corinthians 3. He said, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy. I told you that the carnal man will still behave like a natural man, because the carnal man will still have envy around, despite him receiving the Spirit of God. And light cannot dwell in light, and darkness cannot dwell. But this person will still create a room.
We'll still create a room. We'll still create a room. I pray for you that there will be no space for the devil to stay. Bible said, give the devil, do not give the devil a place. Do not give the devil a place. Do not give the devil a place. So in as much as your heart and you are of God, the devil can find a place. But I pray for you that after today, if the devil has occupied any territory, any aspect and department of your life today, we drive that devil out, and there will be no space for the devil in Jesus' name. I declare you are full of God. Malaba has kept a lie. Said there are still envy, there are still strife, there are still division among you. He's talking to the church. This is Corinthian church. Somebody said that he's not talking, he's talking to the Corinthian church. It's a church. People of God, he was talking to people of God, but they were carnal. They were in Christ. He said, and divisions among you, are you not carnal? So he said, carnal men are men and behaving like mere men. Behaving like mere men. One person, another person said, behaving like natural men. So the carnal man can still behave like a natural man. Oh my God. I refuse to behave like a natural man. I refuse it. I refuse to behave like a natural man. Where I will harbor envy, and I will harbor strife, and I will harbor division, and I will harbor all kinds of things in my hand. Oh, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I will get to a point. Oh. Madivle ni brandu sebi gabadai. And you are behaving like me, man. He said, look at what they are saying to. He said, well, for when one says, I am of Paul, and another says, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Are you not carnal? Are you not carnal? My God, I refuse to be a natural man. I refuse to be carnal. I refuse to be carnal. I refuse to be carnal. My God. Shabela Bahadabados. Bagos tell it. I want somebody to type. If you are here, come on, say, I refuse to be a kanama. I refuse it. Refuse it. Tepo sapita. I have to refuse to be a kanama. Hey, seminomo sai miniatai. I refuse to be a kanama. You know why? The Lord just whispered to me that he's healing somebody from a pain in the body. There is somebody listening to me right now. You are having pains in your body. There is a pain in your body. If I am not mistaken, you are feeling it like it's like it is in your bones. The Lord said that he's touching you. If you are the one, let me know. The Lord said that he's touching, because I saw an angel appear right now. And the angel said, I have brought healing. I am working in the bones of people now. Yes, ABC. Is it your right hand? Are you feeling it in your right hand? Your right hand. My ye benevele mekato sepam the side. Yes. Because I saw the angel said, I've come to work on this pain in the bones, neck and back. Oh my God. He said, I've come to work in the bones. I pray for you, ABC, I don't know you. But the Lord said he has come. He said he has come. I declare that the mighty hand of God is resting upon you. Every back and neck pain you is gone now in Jesus' name. Were you feeling it before I said it? Kindly talk to me. Were you feeling it before? But I have numbness in my hands. Because I'm seeing the hand. Yes, please, all day. Because I was seeing heaviness in the hand. So I will be shocked if you had not mentioned that, because I was seeing heaviness in the hand. If you said you have been feeling it still the whole day, then I am submitting to you that as I am speaking now, my God,
Declare that you are free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Check the numbness, it is gone. Check the back pain, it is gone. Check the neck pain, it is gone. You are free by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Aya. Rabakata biale vere de la besaya.
Check it right now and talk to me.
I'm demonosai. I'm teaching. I'm still teaching. Check it right now. Check yourself. Begin to check the numbness in the hand.
It has been lifted because I saw the angel. I saw another angel appear also. I see two angels appear
at where you are.
And they are touching you. I see them pulling your hands just like that. I see one touching your back.
And they are working on you.
Begin to check yourself and get back to me. Let me quote the scripture and I'll come to the conclusion of my message. Then I'll see if there will be a prophetic word for somebody after this. My God. My time is almost up. Romans chapter 8, my last scripture, and we are God. Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. Let's go there. Why you shouldn't be carnal? Why I am saying that you refuse to be carnal? Why? Why am I saying that? I don't feel pain and I don't feel numbness anymore. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? My God. Oh, what are you talking about? Numbness is gone forever, back pain is gone forever, and neck pain is gone forever. You will not feel it again, you will not experience it again, and today marks the end.
My goodness.
Oh, what I say unto one, I say unto all. Anybody experiencing any form, any pain in your body, in any part of your body, in any organ of your body, anybody experiencing pain in any department of your life, it is as though things are not moving as it's supposed to be. Things are not functioning as it's supposed to function. I declare in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, what I say unto one, I say unto all. I prophesy upon the number of people gathered here. And I declare in Jesus' name, today is the end of that matter in Jesus' name.
My God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is why we also love you. When you first loved us, and because of that, we also love you. My God, I have less than
20 minutes to leave you here. But as somebody, Holy Ghost, has just ministered to me. I'm seeing two things. Aye. There's somebody here. Whilst I am speaking, and even today, you too, you are feeling numbness. You often feel like pins and needles in your right leg. So I am speaking. The chief, they call it anansi. You often not even for long. Sometimes you are just the thing will come. Sometimes even happens at night. Your leg. Who is that person? And there's another person I am seeing, you too. You oftentimes you see that your eyelid, it will be shaking. It's like there is something shaking on your eye or the eyelid. There is somebody. Who is that? Quickly talk to me.
My God, Apontelai.
Why? If you know you are the one, kindly respond. Don't let us finish and you will come back offline. You go to Apostle Justice and tell him that Apostle, I was the one. Anaba is your eyes. Anaba, what is it about your eye? Is it your left eye? Because I saw the left eye and it began to shake. I saw a shaking in the left eye. It's like the eye was shaking. Adimu has given eye. The bandimbili asindi, I think it wakanti lie. When was the last? Yes, he said his left eye was shaking. When was the last time you felt it? Are you feeling it now? My goodness. Kondi ginding ginding gadai, gile bledi bledi bululu akum blinding dasize. The bauli gibadi atai, it comes and goes. So this, as I am speaking, has it come or it has gone? Has it come or it has gone? Is it there now or it is gone? Okay, so where it has gone to, it is gone forever. It will never come again. Very good. It is good that it has come. I declare in the name of Jesus, I drive and exorcise that spirit out of your eyes. You are free in Jesus' name. That pain is gone. That shaking is gone out of your eyes. It is gone out of your eyes. The leg is pinning her, and today she was crying. Yes. Does your mother, Felicia Nelson, does your mother feel it from under the feet? Answer, if she's feeling it under the feet, towards the calf, at the banana to towards the calf. Does your mother feel it from it? It feels it unbearable pain under the feet to the calf. Zoketai, I declare. After this call, your mother, her eyes have been touched. Oh, yes. Where is your mother, Felicia Nelson? Where is your mother now? Where is your mother now? Where is your mother now? Hey, your mother is going to... I understand why she is crying. Because the pain is so unbearable under the feet. And when it comes, she cannot put her feet on the ground. Because I'm seeing that... You see, where the toe is, where the toenails are, she feels it so intensely at where the toes, not in the toes, but... At the where the toes is where the when you put your leg down where it will touch, just right after the toes. But whilst I am speaking right now, the Lord is saying to me that it is gone. Amula. Because I saw an angel appear, carried her leg and placed it in a basin of oil. And I saw the angel pour something, a white substance. He said, "This is the balm of Gilead." And I saw the angel begin to wash your mother's feet, specifically the right leg. And whilst he was washing, I saw that a very dark substance began to come out of the nerves of your mother. And the Lord said to me that is the end of the matter. I declare in Jesus' name, Mama, you are free. Tell Mama to take right now. That pain is gone. Tell mama, tell her to do what she couldn't do. Tell mommy to do what she couldn't do. Tell mommy to do what she couldn't do before. And the person with the eye issue, Annaba, check your eyes. Is it gone or is it still there? Because God told me that it is gone. God has never lied before. Check for me. Oh, and he will never lie to me. Check for me. Am I? She is sleeping on the floor. Why is she sleeping on the floor? God is working on her. Atim Moria, Ivombe Segedie Kusetai. Yes, Lord. She can't walk well. The devil is a liar. Is it the right leg or both legs? The leg. Okay. Tell her that I said she should get up. Tell mommy that I said that in the name of Jesus, that pain, I know she's still feeling it there. I'm still seeing it. But there is a working. Tell her to sit down. There is a working in her legs right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See mama walking right now.
Yes, 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 yes. Velebredo seberedai.
For how many months or days have she been experiencing this thing? Talk to me.
Oh Lord, I give you praise. Mo Maria Vendebrenes. Gabo Debda Heveleke Sadeba. Bobalia Kambula Vieminatai. Last Friday. Oh, that is a simple case.
Now okay, do this thing for me. Hold the leg that is aching here. Put your leg, put your hands under that leg. She's walking now. She's walking now. Is she feeling the pain? Ask her, make let her do the thing she couldn't do. This is Jesus at work. Apostle Jesus said that Jesus is happening. Yes, Lord. Yes. Is she feeling the pain? 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 So that I will do something right now. She's feeling the pain. Okay, let her sit down. Now put your hands under the feet. Put your hands. Put your right hand under the feet. Put your right hand. Let her sit down. Put your hand under the feet.
Rapakata la baba ya debezole gaba. Have you done that? When you do that, let me know. Badibare delega boria delega dia luzorogo dagadias. Liga bara delegre de zigre de geruga de gazelegro de gadai. Igaria ketiti rututu. Zobege de gedu zelegre de gediatai. Moria geveli grindigidia dun de siligritia tosha. Iparate dilisoria kataya.
Ask your mother if she's feeling pain on the leg, not under the feet again. Like she's feeling that there is a vein on the thumb, there is a vein on the toe, the big toe, or how do you call it? Ask her if she's feeling that there is a pain or there is a movement on that particular thumb. Accept on that particular time.
Zebele Feruzele Tesai.
Well, that is where I am seeing the issue.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
The pain is in a thigh. Yes. You see, first it was under the feet. Now it has relocated to the thigh. That is when the devil is living. So he will try to relocate it. In the thigh, I speak right now. I think I mentioned that. I said that the person is feeling the thing from the distance to the calf. Yes. Wow. Holy Ghost. Thank you, 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 Holy Ghost. Every pain in the thigh is also gone.
Oh, Jesus, you have done it. Every
pain in the thigh is also gone. Every pain in the thigh is also gone. Every pain in the thigh is also gone. Every pain in the thigh is also gone. So now, tell mommy that you should check the thigh again. Eh? Check mommy to check the thigh again. Because I see spiritually that an angel has stand beside her and the angel is injecting mommy's leg. Yes.
Go baba di baba de bede bade bede gabade bede be gabade.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me quickly move to what I was doing, because I want to close. My time is almost up. Yes. You see, look at why you shouldn't be carnal. Then I'll come back to it. Look at why you shouldn't be carnal. He said, for to be carnally minded is death. So you have life, but to be carnally minded, to have that mind, that carnality mindset. If you have that carnality mindset, because the body flows after what? After the mind. Your body will follow your mind. So the moment you begin to be carnally minded, so in as much as you have the life of God, you would still be seeing things around you dead, like the way the natural man, things around him are dead. Be carnally minded.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I am done. I refuse to be carnal, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is subject to the law of God. No, it can never be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. He said the pain is down now. I don't want it to be down. That is to say that she's still feeling it a while. Mado bara devele ketayasis. Zebabaya debele gedu shalamba. That is to say she's feeling it. She's feeling it slightly. If it's down, it means she's feeling it slightly. She's feeling it slightly. She's feeling it slightly. It means that she's feeling it slightly. Rapakato parada baholasi. Ivaradaya. Tell her to raise the leg and put it down 3 times. She should raise the leg, shake it and put it down 3 times. That is all. I am done. She should raise the leg. When you raise the leg, she will shake it and put it down 3 times and say, thank you, Jesus. And that is that. I will not touch anything about that again. Jesus has done it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Quickly. The Lord honor each and every one. I believe you have been blessed tonight. I believe you have been blessed tonight. The Lord honor you. As you are going, go and see new things happening around you. Go and see new things happening around you. He said, behold, all things are new. See all things. As you go and see new things happening around you. Go and see new things. Some of you are receiving new cars. Some of you are receiving new contracts. Some of you are no pain again. My God. Did you see that? Please, no pain. Did you see that? Oh, my God. Jesus is happening. No pain again. No pain since Friday. Since Friday. The Lord said to me, said that let her raise the leg and shake it 3 times and say, thank you, Jesus, and put it down. Since Friday, no pain again. I declare over somebody, you too, no pain again. Anything that has been causing you pain, giving you pain, some of your relationships have been giving you pains. Some of you, while you are working, has been giving you pains. But after today, no pains in Jesus' name. No pains in the eye, no pain in the chest, no pain in the leg, no pain in the thigh, no pain in the marriage, no pain in the job, no pain everywhere. I declare that after today, your eyes is seeing how God is seeing it. In the name of Jesus, I call it down. Apostle Justice, this is something that I just saw it. I want some people to do something, and I'm led to do it. I don't know about yesterday, because yesterday my network went back, so I had to leave. I want 5 people here to give a seed of 50. I don't know what you do here, but this, permit me to do this. Permit me to do this. I just want people to do that because of the anointing that is available. You are not buying the anointing, you can't do it. But in this kingdom, it is not only wise to give, it is also smart to do it. In this kingdom, it is a smart thing to give in the kingdom. It's a smart thing. It is not only good. And write this thing down. It is God that determines your seed and where your seed should go. Yes, it is God who determines the, it is God who told Abraham that this is the one I want, and he's the one who told him where he should go and sacrifice it. So you don't determine the seed you give to God. It is God who determines your seed, and he determines where you should take it. He told Abraham, I want Isaac. He means I want Ishmael. And I want you to take him to this place, because it is at that place that God has prepared a lamb who will be a substitute and a replacement for what you are about to do.
I want somebody here. You are saying, a man of God, I want to sow a seed. I want to sow a seed. Who is that? Raise your hand if you want to sow a seed. Apostle, please put your number there quickly. I just want people to do that. Put your number there quickly, Apostle. Yes, Saki. Seeker. Apostle, when they send it, Apostle, please put your number there. When they send it, let me know. Let me know those when they send it. I just want to know their name. Send me only their names. Apostle, just send me only their names. Anybody that ABC also, yes. Apostle, do it right away. Don't say that you will do it tomorrow. Don't do that. When God, immediately God spoke, they went to do it. Don't say, I will do it tomorrow. Sometimes your tomorrow becomes never. If you want to solve it, do it right now. Apostle, when they do, just DM me that this person has done this person. Just write the name there. I just want to have their names. I just want to have their names. I just want to have just their names. Send me on WhatsApp right now. Just their names. Only their name. I will paste it in my prayer chamber. I'll paste these names in my prayer chamber. And the many testimonies I have been receiving in my ministry, they will also be a they will also benefit from it. Who has done it? You say, I'm sowing, man of God, I'm sowing 50, I'm sowing 50, I'm sowing 100, 100 in your currency, 50 in your currency. You say, I'm sowing 800 in my currency. I am sowing 60, 80, 100, 120, 200 in your currency, in your own currency. He said, I want to sow this, man of God. The number is here. Man of God, please put the name that we have on it. What is the mumu name? I am led to do it. I have closed. But I want to, when you are done, say, send me just their names. Tonight, I will work as a prophet in the night. I will work as a prophet in the night. Just it's Matt. Is it Manley or Matty? So I would. Yeah, the moment you see Justice Lab, you know he's the one. Because in this part of our world, there's only one Justice Labi who is an apostle. There's Mantelabi. There's only one apostle. There is no apostle on it. The apostle is only God, is God who knows it and us. If you have done it, yes. So apostle will send me your name. Anybody who has done this, I declare over you. Listen to me. I have seen God do. The many I have some of my daughters and my sons who have joined here. And if they are to call in, they will give you the testimonies. And I know the God who does it. Listen to me. Anybody that has sowed any seed, the fact that it is a seed means it will germinate. I declare, in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, you are having a throat issue. There is somebody here, you are having a throat issue. It's like you are feeling pains in your throat, or there is something with your throat. A throat issue. There is somebody, I just saw it. A throat issue. But I pray for everybody who has sold into this service tonight. Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. I declare that the Lord honors you. You will come back with a testimony. There is somebody with a migraine. Your daughter has a throat issue. It is dead in Jesus' name. Your wife does. That thing is dead. Is she feeling it now? The one who says the wife has. Is she feeling it now? Because I saw a throat. I saw it specifically. And there's somebody here who also, you are having, like, you, it's like you're having pains at the left, the right side of your head, if I'm not mistaken. Getting to your, like, you realize that there is a vein getting to your ears. You feel it. A vein getting to your ears. You are feeling pains in that vein. You feel that there is this uneasiness over there. I pray for your wife. Apostle Moses Kokroko. I pray for your wife, and I declare in Jesus' name, every pain in the throat is dead now in Jesus' name. Apostle, tell her to get water. And once she gets the water, she should just drink the water. she should just mention the name of Jesus 7 times on the water and she should just drink. And right after that, she should check herself. That is the issue. That is the end of the issue. That is the end of the issue, man of God. Anybody, if you still want to sow, anybody who wants, that is the end. So Apostle, kindly check, let her do it right now and kindly give us the feedback. I declare over you that you are touched by the power of God. You are touched by the power of God. You are touched by the power. So Reverend Kokuruko, please let your wife check, let her do accordingly. Mention the name of Jesus 3 times on that water and drink it, and she should check herself for me, because anointing of God is available to heal tonight. I pray for all of you and I declare, receive grace and receive grace and receive grace. Bible says when apostle preached with great power, great grace, great power fell on the people. Now go and change your world. Go and see new things happening. Go and see a new marriage. Go and see a new business. Go and see a new car. Go and see your ministry turn into a new leaf, a new dimension. Go and see everything new. I call it down in Jesus' name. You are blessed. And remember that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. And me, Prophet Emmanuel Ewusibedu, I love you. And Apostle Justice Labi also loves you. Stay blessed. Bye-bye. Apostle, thank you so much for the opportunity. I don't take it lightly. I'm super excited for this opportunity. You are blessed. 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 Okay, bye-bye. Apostle, please, you can take over. The time you gave me is up. I checked whilst you were looking at it.
Yes, please. Wow. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. What an atmosphere. I believe, please, you can hear my voice. You can hear my voice. What an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. And the golden nuggets. Hallelujah. The golden nuggets that has been released to us. My God, this is Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. This is Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. This is Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. I told you that yes, God did marvelous things yesterday, and I said that the Bible says that we move from glory to glory in this kingdom, and that tonight is going to be another greater measure of the glory. And God has done exactly so, and he is still doing it. And I believe that even as many of you are going to bed, you will have overnight miracles. There will be the celebration of overnight miracles. You will wake up, and you wake up with a miracle with your name on it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Man of God, God bless you mightily. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I have listened to you making an exposition before, but in fact I must say that tonight is something different. Tonight was another higher level. Wow. What a word, what a word, what a word, what a night, what a word, what a night. Now, beloved, please let me share something with you. You see, the man of God talked about our attention that we will give to the word, and that the attention brings understanding, and the understanding makes us outstanding. Now, that is a golden nugget. Hallelujah. That is so powerful. Now, whenever you come to an online meeting like this, please pay attention. Hallelujah. If you are not paying attention to God, you are paying attention to the devil. And you are paying attention with your mind, you are paying with your time, you are paying with your sight. So if you are not paying to God, you pay to the devil. and it is just foolishness to pay to the devil. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is not the whole sermon that will transform you. Sometimes it is only a word. Sometimes it is only a sound. Sometimes it is a sentence. Sometimes it is only a phrase. So whenever you come for an online meeting or you go to church, please pay attention. Be very attentive. He talked about the attentive listening. Attentive listening. Attentive listening. Man of God, in fact, I am so much blessed. Proverbs 4:20 talks about Proverbs 4:20. He said, "My son, attend to my words." Beloved, tonight we are blessed. Man of God, God bless you. I want you to open your mouth. I want you to please, wherever you are, I want you to open your mouth and begin to declare some blessings upon the life of the man of God and his ministry. Flourishing life gospel ministry. Flourishing life gospel ministry. He is the founder. He is the president. Please, I want you to. Now, this is a man who has gone so many places. I want you to open your mouth. Begin to bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him and the ministry. Bless him and the family. And whatever you are declaring upon his life, hey, radosh adekelebayande, there is the 1,000 times multiplication of it upon your life also. Open your mouth and declare. Declare. Mazunde ipadu alivindi hazalinda ivi. Sandakum Ivian Azund Elim Hividandu Shahada Wazand Ilim Anin Kalaninda Ali Zahatavil Iland Ivikim Havalan Izandavin Izilanda Kum Inda Afinda Kemba Li Suhadina Alida Avaladisha Raika Batun Ilin Iland Avalasunda Ivi Sahadiast Alien Izan. In the name of Jesus, Son of God, the Lord bless you. The Lord enlarge and extend your territories. And I pray in the name of Jesus, even as I combine my mantle with that of all the men and the women of God on the platform, and we decree that even the path that the eagles have not known yet, the path and the dimensions that the lions have not hunted yet, hey, the path and the dimensions that the sharks have not entered yet, from tonight may you begin to reign in those dimensions in the name of Jesus. Now just look at the splendor of the healing miracles, because the glory of God was all over here, and the glory is staying with you. The glory is staying with you. The glory is staying with you. When we talk about glory, we are talking about the manifestation of God. The glory is staying with you, and every word he has declared, you are going to see the manifestation. You are going to see the fruit. My God. Wow. What a night. What a night. What a night. This is the higher life. This is the higher life. Such a very powerful exposition on the natural man, the carnal man. And I believe he was even about to get deeper into the spiritual man, but time could not permit him. But I believe that somebody has learned something. You have received something. Beloved, whatever has entered your spirit tonight, don't let it come out. Let it remain. Hallelujah. As you are going to bed tonight, begin to meditate on some of these things. Meditate. Believe in the Lord and meditate on these things. What we learned yesterday, please go back to it. What we have learned tonight, I'll be uploading all of them. Make sure you listen to the messages over and over till you begin to see the results of the word. You begin to see the result, the proof of the word, by the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Hallelujah. I don't think you will miss tomorrow's night. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is also going to be another wonderful night, and another wonderful night to experience His presence. Now, the man of God said that sinners encounter God to enter into Him. Sinners encounter God to enter into Him, that they will experience Him. So sinners encounter God to enter into Him. Believers experience Him. And I believe that tomorrow's night is going to be another higher dimension again. Hallelujah. And please make sure that you always come early. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock we start. 7:10 the preacher man begins. 7 o'clock we start. 7:10 the preacher man begins. Then by 8:45 he is done. So please work on your time. Hallelujah. Work on. Don't say that, I know at the end of the day the man of God will upload it. Listen, it is always much better when you are fresh online. When you are online, he said that God is the oven, is the oven of the living bread. You see, when you are always online fresh like that, you receive fresh bread, hot one. Hallelujah. Hot one. I can tell you. So don't wait. Okay, let me wait when they finish. No, it will not help you. Hallelujah. We bless God for all the miracles He has done, and we thank God for what He is doing. Hallelujah. Now Jesus is happening. This is Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. Isaac Dankwa, he said, yes please. Oh daddy, I always tell my brother that I find it difficult to listen to the uploaded messages than the live ones. Yeah, we thank God. Hallelujah. Apostle Moses, I celebrate grace. I celebrate grace. Yes. And very soon he will also be ministering. Hallelujah. He will be ministering. Man of God, please thank you so much once again. Now in just 1 minute, I want you to pray. The atmosphere is full of the real presence of God. Please hear me. The atmosphere is full of the real presence of God. Now all those who sent in the seed, I have written your names and I will give it to the man of God later. Yes, please. I have seen all of it. Yeah. So I've written down your names and everything, the amount you sent, and I will send it to him later. I want you to pray and pour out your supplications. Whatever is your heart desire that you brought here, I want you to pour out your heart. 1 minute, just pray. Pray. Yes, please. He asked them to send a seed. Yes, and please, you are sending it to my number. So +233 246 518498. Yes, please. And that he will take the names of the people who send the seed, yeah, to work on it. Pray. Pour out your supplications. I want you to pray. This is the right atmosphere for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus precious name. Beloved, God bless you so much. Tomorrow, God willing, same time, 7 p.m. GMT to 9 p.m. GMT, we are meeting here, and we are going to be blessed again by another wonderful ministration from another preacher man. Thank you for your time, and have a wonderful night. I decree angelic supervisions. I decree angelic deliveries. And I decree that may Adonai perfect your vision even as you sleep. In the name of Jesus. The man of God talked about beholding. He said, behold, see. Wow. Amazing. Wow, we thank God. God bless all of you, and bye for now. Bye. Bye. Say, I thank God for healing my mom. Else, me and my siblings, we are dead because we don't have anyone. Glory to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Mother of God, God bless you so much. Mother of God, God bless you. We are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Bye bye. Hey, I, oh, yeah. Ikele minu veli shane mene veneno Eliene iene zele mene iana yo Kevenu sane Ile imenu shele menanane yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.